Far Sea weather. Northern California, it'll be a partly cloudy weekend. Beaches in the 60s, highs up to the 80s in the valleys. It's 4 o'clock. It's the last time I'm going to say it's 4 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock from KFRC, San Francisco, Bobby Ocean.
When we continue with the news, many of the greatest names in San Francisco broadcast journalism will join John for this story. Fishermen pulled a 17-foot, nearly 3,500-pound great white shark out of the water, 800 pounds heavier than the previous record, 750 pounds lighter than the great white turkey that orchestrated KFRC to its current status.
All right, Ocean, that's another dumb remark. What do you mean by that?
No, wasn't dumb.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Story when we return on the Amazing AM.
Okay, well, I'll just keep listening then.
Just a story. Just a joke.
It was. Are you sure?
Are they going to fire me?
I don't think it was a joke. What about it?
Are they going to fire me?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Bobby Ocean.
FRC with a group that's appropriately named Double. Ain't that right, Biz?
That's right.
Because it's being broadcast in delicious AM stereo. The captain of her heart, Bobby Ocean, captain of the late afternoon Ocean Cruise, taking you home this afternoon and reminding you that we're giving away S&W Picnic Wicker Hampers, at least $75, and full of all sorts of great S&W fine foods and goodies. All to call attention to the S&W Chef's Wood Challenge, Benefits Project Head Start, and it'll be Wednesday the 13th, noon till 2 at Justin Herman Plaza. That's a plug, and you get the picnic hamper out of the deal as you continue to keep it punched up here to the Amazing AM on Friday afternoon.
Well, you look to the east, you look to the west.
Car Talk, brought to you by the Import Center at your Chevrolet dealer.
Hang on just a second. Hi, this is Ocean on KFRC.
Hey!
Hey.
What a guy. I gotta say it one more time. What a guy.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, don't worry about me, okay? I have proof, and so do you, that dreams really do come true. I mean, boy, George finally has a bus.
From one end of the Bay Area to the other, they're vanishing.
Okay, let's pick up this stuff. One, two, three.
In some sort of strange conspiracy, bathtubs are disappearing. People retire to their bathrooms only to find holes in the floor where these porcelain monoliths once stood. Ironically, at the same time, the date of the 610 KFRC KTVU Tribune Budweiser Bathtub Regatta approaches. Saturday, August 16th, hundreds will race bathtubs strangely similar to the vanished ones at the San Leandro Bay Regional Shoreline. It is only then that perhaps we will all solve the mystery of vanishing bathtubs.
Head for the San Leandro Bay Regional Shoreline Saturday, August 16th for the annual Bathtub Regatta, benefiting Children's Hospital. Brought to you by the Tribune, KTVU, Budweiser, and 610 KFRC in the Bay Area for good.
The pretty boys, Wham, with her cute little gold earrings on and everything she wants anytime. That's the way we go, guys. It's 4:17. What a guy, Bobby Ocean, on the late afternoon Ocean Cruise. It's our last voyage, and coming up in seconds, we'll check your traffic on this voyage.
You're just tiring the things you do. You're one of a kind.
Tonight on Channel 2, an in-depth interview with the big East Coast decision-makers behind the changes at KFRC. Be listening as an investigative journalist interviews the dentist of the chairman of the board, who confirms the rumors that there are no wisdom teeth in his mouth at all, and the few teeth there are retarded. Coming up in 60 seconds, John Evans checks your traffic on the Amazing AM.
I'm looking at you.
Pick haircuts. We cut hair for men, women, and children.
I love little Kyle. Now it's time for traffic brought to us by AirCal.
Only AirCal gives you weekend getaway fares from the Bay Area to Portland for just $89. Call 1-800-4-AIRCAL. We make flying easy.
Checking traffic on 610. Here's John Evans.
Well, it's around here somewhere.
It's right behind, isn't it?
Find it. This is not my day, Bob.
Well, what the heck? You won't have another one.
Here we go. Southbound 680, an accident at 580, and you'll find glass in all lanes in Alamo. Southbound 680 at Alamo. Okay.
We're in a jovial mood here.
Yeah. Hayward, a wreck northbound on the Nimitz Freeway at Whipple Road. There's an accident in the South Bay on 101 southbound to Tully. And a slowdown in the East Bay, northbound 680 at Concord Avenue. There's no reason given for that. Stall car in the city, northbound on the James Lick Freeway at Army Street. And a stall on 80 at the Center Anchorage. That is the Bay Bridge at the Center Anchorage heading to Oakland. And finally, you'll find an oil spill in Fremont, southbound on the Nimitz Freeway between Mowry and Stevenson Boulevard. John Evans from the 610 Newsroom.
And I'm
Bobby Ocean.
April Fool's Day this year, ladies and gentlemen. Just thought I'd put that in the record. I put my donkey in the ratings race, so you're not going to hear me be a crybaby when I get my ass kicked. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Monkees. That was then. This is now on KFRC.
But that was then. Ocean.
KFRC gives away a brand new wicker picnic hamper full of S&W fine foods and goodies if you're called 10 at 478-KFRC. Now.
Black diamond ring,
FRC. We're in the love together, and who am I together with on the telephone? Hello? Oh, hello? Oh, wait, I got
to
push the
button. I'll talk to you if nobody else will.
No, I've got to, I just got to push the right button. I don't know what kind of button I'm pushing. Is it this button, Fizz?
That's right.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Hey, we're on the air
That's
together.
Right.
Hey, you're pushing my buttons now.
Well, congratulations. You're our winner of the Wicker S&W Picnic Hamper.
That's easy for you to say.
Oh, yeah? You? No, it's not. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cupertino.
And I want to thank you for being on our last show here and getting this great picnic basket. It's about $75 worth of stuff here.
Ooh. I don't know if I can eat all that in one sitting. You want to help?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to need to after today.
They're calling it the Delta Watch. 428, I'm John Evans, KFRC News. Next.
Toyota trucks announce a crate full of steak.
FRC weekend weather, Northern California, another sunny weekend up here in the valleys, but foggy at the coast, high 65 to 90. I'm John Evans from KFRC, Bobby Ocean.
Thank you, John. And when we continue with the news, FBI and police are investigating San Francisco police officers for bookie payoffs, according to authorities who, by the way, offer 10 to 1 odds that KFRC will change format three more times before the end of the week. Story and more when the news continues, John.
Oh, hey, you can't stop me from listening.
FRC in your wildest dreams. What a radio station. Moody Blues with What a Guy, Bobby Ocean. Coming up, special message, special song. Stick around.
From Red Rock, Arizona, you ready to watch the
Now, a brief announcement. That empty feeling many are experiencing, that's our responsibility. That's not yours. We just found out that somebody in programming is using Preparation H as a mind-expanding drug. We apologize.
So you can make the most of the rest of your summer. All fall, winter, and spring, too.
You heard it on television. It sounded like this.
For more than 20 years, one station has led the way.
KFRC brings on the Stones.
The legend continues today.
Feel the power.
On AM at 610. KFRC. It's worth saving a button for.
You heard it on television. And now you think, well, we're taking it away. No, 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 no. Nobody can ever take your memories away. Nobody can ever take your feelings away. And nobody can ever take away your power of choice to be inspired, do your best, and have a good time. Like Scotty and the 610. And a tribute to the amazing AM KFRC. KFRC, Scotty and the 610's is a tribute to the amazing AM, and it really is, and you are the biggest part of it. It's 442. I'm Bobby Ocean. We'll check traffic with John Evans coming up in seconds.
Stay tuned for the Chris Berman Sports Report at 5:57 p.m. Brought to you by Budweiser, the king of beers.
Tonight on Channel 4, in a special cover story, Bob Jimenez reports on the long lines of ex-KFRC personnel at the unemployment offices and how the social workers there can't seem to deal with the problem. Apparently, when anyone from the station takes off their headphones, their IQs drop about 37 points. Meanwhile, in 60 seconds, John Evans covers traffic again on 610.
The biggest and the best in American water sports.
Time now.
Well, the moment you've been waiting for.
Right, your traffic check brought to us by Continental Air. Now take Continental from San Jose to San Diego. Daily nonstops as low as $39. Call Continental for details. Now let's check that traffic with John Evans.
Bobby, would you mind if I bow out of this one?
You want to just, okay, well, let's just have
Hold on, though. I have another person here that you love and you've worked with before. Why is everybody stopping talking?
Yeah, you got to keep talking. Hey, Bobarino?
Yes?
This is Ab. We have a car.
Ab.
Yes. The Ab, I have to put in my 2 cents.
Whoa.
3 cents. How about 5 cents? Do I hear 10?
Okay.
All right.
I think you just bought a radio station.
Or at least a car on fire in San Francisco. It's about how much it costs right now. Southbound 280 in Monterey. We have an accident. A radio station? I don't think I want this one.
No!
Westbound on the Bay Bridge on the incline of the number 1 in 2 lanes. And there's an accident in the South Bay, northbound 17 between Blossom Hill and Lark. 2 stalls in San Francisco, Essex Street. Where the heck is Essex Street? Hold the champagne down back there. We're getting champagne shampoos here. On route to eastbound on the Bay Bridge, and this cleared up the smash up southbound 680 south. Very hard to do.
I know. Just forget about it. You cleared up the smash-up was where we left off. Meanwhile, everybody's getting smashed in the other room.
Uh-huh. We have a few collisions here in the 610 newsroom caused by all the champagne bottles that are sitting here. So,
hey, let's have a party.
Let's have one. What? We've been doing it for the last 2 hours.
Well, I know, and I'm here in the other room. And
can someone tell me what these parties are all about? No one has told me what is going on here.
I talked to Charlie Van Dyke once, who said when you're in radio, it's just one big party all the time,
I
baby.
See. Uh-huh.
What a guy.
Thank you. Love you, Abby. Always will. And with a name like Ocean, what did you expect? I gotta go down with this ship. Madonna, Papa Don't Preach, on the amazing reach of the force of 610 KFRC. I love disc jockey work here at the amazing AM. It gives me something to do with my hands. Especially now that since they stopped selling dirty magazines at the 7-Eleven stores. FRC, the late afternoon ocean cruise with all your favorites.
And Bob Whiskey, Joe Fiske.
Yeah, Fiske is here. We got the Grinch here. Little Bees has joined us.
Do I get paid for this?
I don't know, Little Bees. I don't remember the words in our original conversation. Show me some papers. You know, the name of the song is Money's Too Tight to Mention. We'll just play the song for you on KFRC.
I've been laid off from work, my rent is due.
I'm Abby Goldman.
And I'm John Evans, the news.
Save money every time you shop at your Lucky Food Center.
You deserve our best every day.
It's 4:40.
6:59. I'm John Evans with Abby Goldman.
And the news is brought to you by Lucky Store.
The Red Cross San Jose says two people who received AIDS-tainted blood have tested positive for exposure to AIDS. That does not mean they have it. Statistics indicate 10 to 35% of those who do test positive for exposure actually get AIDS. Meanwhile, Mark Seigers is home.
We are just delighted, and all of San Francisco is delighted to have one of its sons home.
Seigers is the AIDS patient who was kicked off a Delta flight because the crew thought he should not use oxygen on the plane without an attendant present. Seigers flew home alone last night on Eastern Airlines to his joy and the joy of Ken McPherson, who is with the Mobilization Against AIDS. McPherson says Seigers' case underscores the need for more patience for AIDS victims.
I thought it was Seigers.
Well,
Tigers?
Whatever.
Okay. You thought you had everything you needed to know about the president's health, his colon. We saw everything involved with the colon, what, 6 months ago?
Now what?
Now you're going to learn everything there is to know about the president's urinary tract. The White House says President Reagan undergoing medical tests at Bethesda Naval Hospital outside Washington. There is some kind of gross discoloration or stone therein. Why don't we know this about every other human being on the planet? Why is it President Reagan's most intimate functions are disclosed?
There's a cup here on the floor, Bobby. You know, I was going to quit last week because of all the drug testing here at the radio station.
Well, he's going to have one of those, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I was going to leave. But all right, please. The South Bay, Bill Buckmaster of TV 36.
San Jose's American Red Cross Center reports two people who received AIDS-tainted blood from the center have tested positive for AIDS.
KFRC weather, Northern California, repeat after me. Foggy along the coast in the morning.
Foggy along the coast in the morning.
Sunny in the afternoon.
Sunny in the afternoon.
Typical summer weather. High 60s to 80s. I'm Abby Goldman at 5:02.
And I'm John Evans. Ladies and gentlemen, from KFRC San Francisco.
Hubba hubba.
Bobby Ocean.
Ah. Thank you, Abby. Thank you, John. And when we return with the news, these stories. Gay Games 2, the city's largest sports festival, opens tomorrow at Kezar Stadium with 3,500 athletes from 17 nations. Special attention focused on the newest event, the KFRC format Swish. That story and more when the news continues.
Ocean, you way, guys.
It's 5:37. I'm John Evans from KFRC, San Francisco. Bobby Ocean!
Thank you, Abby. Thank you, John. And when we continue with the news, renowned columnist Herb Cain revealed he first sensed a change at the Big 6:10 when he was eating at the small cafe next door to the legendary AM giant. And the alphabet soup spelled out rest in peace. That story and more when the news continues.
What a guy!
And KFRC, Phil Collins in the Take Me Home song. And what a guy, Bobby Ocean, thanking you for taking me home on this very special day.
Wait a minute.
What?
What time is it?
Oh, it's 5:41, Mr. Fisk.
Oh, well, then what day is it?
Well, this is the last day we're going to be doing this, Mr. Fisk. And by the way, it's time for the special message now. To future generations, that's people who are listening to tape recordings of this broadcast milestone. Are you ready? This is Side A, the end. Side B is still to come.
From the growers of California summer fruit.
Hey, I'm Snuggle, my favorite softener bear. You know, Bobby Ocean would have to play such long records if only the boss would install a bathroom inside the building.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and when the news continues...
But then again, I guess it won't. I want to tell you, thank you. You are the best news team in the whole world. And in honor of today's historic broadcast, we're relaxing the no drinking in the newsroom law. We just found Ron Castile behind the teletype machine dead of thirst.
We've had some fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Bobby Ocean.
With Whitney Houston, How Will I Know, and Bobby Ocean at 6:13, 3 minutes after 6:10, and a little too late to care. And how will you know unless you hear it from your very own? What a guy. I'm talking about my apology that's coming up in just a couple of seconds now on The Amazing AM. Ocean and I've been on and off
here at KFRC for just about 14 years. I'd like to apologize to the people I've offended. And I'd like to begin with my program director, Dave Sholin. Dave, I'm sorry that I told Walter, our consultant, that you thought the TV show Family Ties was about bondage and S&M. No, it looks really bad on your record. I apologize. I apologize to our general manager, Jim Smith. Sorry for accusing you of dating someone here in the office. We all know better. Girls are always throwing themselves at your feet, Jim. They're all very young and they can't reach any higher. I'd like to apologize to Tory Ryder. I'm sorry, Tory, that I mentioned your name in the same paragraph with edible panties so often. I'd like to apologize to Dr. Don. I'm sorry for the time I was promoting your show at the fair, and I said that you'd be easy to spot because you're the guy hanging around the sheep barn with a nasty smile on his face, and I feel bad about what I said about Walter Sabo. Walter, I'll always remember you as the guy who taught young little Beezer how to count.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Now, Beez, man, I remember he was saying, well, you asked him, what comes after three? And Walter said, not Bobby Ocean. So I'd like to apologize to John Evans for undermining his traffic-relating credibility by telling everybody he gets cramps from riding in the elevator. I'd like to apologize to Scotty of Scotty and the 610s. I know you're listening, Scotty. I recognize your shoes under the door of your stall. Anyway, I'm sorry I put down your job recommendation, or put down on the recommendation I wrote for you anyway, that you sound great now that we've nailed your lips shut. But I got a lot of apologies. I feel bad about Jack Silver. By the way, the unemployment office called Jack, said they couldn't find anybody who'll pay you $125 an hour to babysit, but you did very well on the achievement test. You have a wonderful career as a coat hanger repairman coming up. And I'd like to apologize to the crack engineering staff for being such an inconvenience. You guys are electronic wizards. You're the best. The stuff you know about real radio will give us all hours of pleasant conversation in the unemployment lines. And finally, the girls and Judy in accounting. I got a confession to make. I've been wearing fanny lifts. I have other shortages, but I keep them covered in the shower. You're all lovely, and I not only like you, but sometimes wish that I was a rabbit with a vasectomy. And you East Coast white men who really run things, you better stop messing around.
You better stop.
Coming up, you can win an SNW KFRC wicker picnic basket full of goodies on KFRC in 60 seconds.
Perfectly.
I know, I'm a pro.
Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of the Snuggle Fabric Softener Bear, Liz.
Hey,
where's Craig? Well, we're getting the commercials ready.
Down the hall.
Hey, Craig! Last of the Bobby Ocean shows in the last late afternoon cruise home, ladies and gentlemen. We've had everybody practically who has ever worked here before. And incidentally, if you're tape recording what we're doing, this is still side one, the end, or the last Bobby Ocean show. Have you heard that before?
Oh, no, not again.
Yeah, we're doing it again. And people are calling up and asking, well, come on, bud, are you going to get out of radio? Is this really going to be your last show? My answer, are you really going to give up thinking about sex?
Well, you've had quite a day, I'd say.
Yeah, I see. Last of the Ocean cruises home, and what we're doing is trying to get as many people who have ever worked here as possible to just come up and say goodbye, and we have one now.
I want to know who the heck I'm talking to.
Well, he's got to identify himself.
And it's Craig Roberts.
See, there you go.
Who?
No, it's Craig. Okay.
Well, just wanted to come by and say goodbye.
You know, Craig, I was thinking, there's so much there's so much of the sad feeling going on. I would like to just totally eliminate it. And you're the guy that I'd like to do that with right now. And when people are saying, gee, I'm so sorry about KFRC changing, I say, don't be sorry at all, except for one kind of people. And you know who exactly I'm talking about, because you're a guy who grew up, say, in places other than California, hearing about legendary radio station KFRC.
Yeah.
I would feel sorry for the people who didn't get to do what you did, and I did.
And we were here.
That's right.
We were here. All of the people. I mean, all of the great radio stations, a lot of the greatest ever, WABC in New York and QAM Miami, a lot of the great stations, FIL in Philadelphia, and they're on to different things now.
Yeah.
And this is going to be one of those radio stations that's now on to different things.
That's exactly right. Hey, every time the tide goes out, do we cry? No, it comes back in. Something else happens. You're one of the guys that got to make it here to the big 610.
The enormous 610.
And during the time you and I got to become friends. There's really nothing to be sad about. And you are... What a guy, Craig.
What a guy!
Bobby Ocean, KFRC. 610 KFRC.
see. We're still standing. Of course, I don't know if that's going to be lasting very long, the shape we're all getting in. It's 6:39, by the way, on your way home.
Mr. Ocean?
What?
Listener just called in and wanted me to pass this message along.
Give it to me. Tom, give it to me. Now, see, I got Fisk fighting with Tom Drigger. Tom, do you just tell us what the message is, please? I'm not going to fight with you.
Bob, my
last day, you know.
Yeah. Ken Hedberg called.
Ken, the
Ken,
captain.
Yeah,
the captain of the mobile studio that we used to call the Sturgeon?
Yeah, the same one.
Well, what does Ken want?
Anyway, he wants you, since he's recording your last show,
uh-huh.
He wants you to mention his name.
Oh, he wants me to mention his name?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Against 30 Diamond.